So for this womb breath, you can do this either seated in a chair, cross-legged, or lying down with your knees up to the ceiling and your feet on the ground. And I invite you to start off by just noticing that you're safe and making a commitment to your body, your womb, your emotions, your sensations, to accept them, to hold this as a sacred space of love where you don't judge or criticize or push your body, but as much as possible you meet whatever you experience with love, with compassion, with presence. And if there's a party that wants to judge or criticize or compare, make a commitment to love that part of you, to meet that part of you with compassion and with presence. And also throughout this breathwork, just remember that you are in control. You can stop the breathwork at any time. You can soften the breathwork at any time. You can change your position, your posture, your breathing to suit you. You are in control. You are the powerful one in this. I'm making a commitment to meet any experience with love, staying present with your body, present with your sensations, and open to whatever comes. Every journey is different. So you can inhale through your nose or your mouth, and exhaling out of your mouth, I encourage you to start a deep and connected breath. That means you're going to inhale more deeply than you usually would. And instead of pausing after the inhale, you're going to exhale deeply. And then you'll start the inhale again, and then the exhale again. So you want to go deeper and fuller than you normally would, but you never have to push yourself. If anything feels uncomfortable, you can always slow the breathing, hold yourself with love, or even rest, and you can build up over time this ability to ride the waves of the breath and the sensation. And also invite you to be open to and curious about how magical this experience can actually be, how much you can feel in your own body, in your own womb. So just pay attention to the breath. Stay focused on the breath now. Keep breathing at your own pace. And now you're going to focus your breathing specifically on your womb or the energy of your womb. It can be helpful if you place your hands over your womb or the energy of your womb. And as you inhale and exhale, your presence, your awareness is fully on this womb space. And as you inhale and exhale, it's as though your breath were touching your womb, inhaling directly into your womb and directly out of your womb, just keeping your awareness here. And welcoming whatever is here. If there's nothing, welcoming that. If there's sensation or energy or pleasure, anything at all that you feel, welcoming, welcoming, welcoming. And now as you continue this connected breath, I invite you to ask your womb what it would like to say to you. To ask for a message as either a picture, an image, or even in language. And as you're breathing, just listen to the wisdom from your womb. And now as you continue your connected breath, I invite you to feel the power of your womb. The energy of the womb creates life itself. It is the energy of the creatrix. The entire universe, the ground of all being, that births each and every one of us. And as you breathe, feel this power. And as you breathe, I invite you to feel for your womb to reveal to you the truth of what your womb is, outside of your conditioning, beyond what you've been told by family, religion, men, any messages that aren't yours, that don't belong to you, let them melt away, and I invite you to feel the truth of your womb as you continue to breathe. And now, as you inhale and exhale, I invite you on the exhale to allow your womb to sound. This could be any sound at all. Don't try to control it or judge it. Just allow a sound to emerge on every exhale. And now come into rest, relaxing, slowing everything down. And now you're going to invite your womb to communicate with you again. Let her answer the question, what I most desire is. And now allowing your womb to answer the question, something I really want you to know is. And finally, if you lived your life from my power, then now thanking your womb, feeling yourself supported, held, protected. And you can do this meditation in a series of 7, 14, or 21 days if you want, to really strengthen this connection to your womb voice, your womb power, your womb truth. And you can do it throughout your life as well. So if you want to stay connected, there's also lots of other sexuality programs and my year-long sex, love, and relationship coaching certification that you can check out to do even more practices and processes just like this. Thank you so much for sharing this together. And yes, 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 to womb power.